There was a time when the people of God were very sad. Soldiers had come and taken them away from their home. They wanted to go home, but they were not allowed to. They were captives. The people began to wonder if God had forgotten them. But God sent them prophets named Isaiah and Micah and many others, men and women. Prophets are people who come close to God, and God comes so close to them that they know what God wants them to say or do. And the prophets told God's people not to be afraid. The prophets promised that God was faithful to them and that someday God would send his Messiah, someone who would save them. The prophet Isaiah told the people of God that the Messiah would be so wonderful it would be like God was right there with them. He said that people would call him Emmanuel, which was their language for God with us. The people waited, and while they waited, they wondered who this Emmanuel could be. What would it be like to have God with us? The people had been sad for so long. It was like living in darkness. But the prophets reminded them that God keeps God's promises.
Oh, wisdom, coming from the mouth of the Most High, spanning the world in power from end to end, ordering all things for good, come and teach us the way of knowledge.
The people remembered what their wise ones had always told them about loving God and loving other people. They wondered if the Savior would be a teacher, someone who would lead them along the path of knowledge.
Oh, Adonai, and leader of the house of Israel, who appeared in the bush to Moses in a flame of fire, and gave him the law of Sinai. Come and deliver us with an outstretched arm.
And the people remembered how God had come to Moses on the mountain in great power and had given him the law, the 10 best ways to live. They hoped God would send a powerful ruler who would help them follow God's laws and drive evil away.
Oh, King of the nations, and their desire, the cornerstone, who makes both walls one, come and save humankind, whom you formed of clay.
The people remembered that God had sent them kings and priests and prophets. Now they were waiting for God to send a new king. They prayed for a king who would bring all God's people back together. But the people were tired of fighting. So they prayed for a new kind of king, a king of peace. The people of God imagined many things about when and where the king would come, and what kind of king he would be.
Oh, Emmanuel, our king and lawgiver, the desire of all nations and their salvation, come and save. save us. O Lord our God.
But what nobody imagined was that the Savior, Messiah, the one who would be called Emmanuel, the one that would be God in the midst of us, would be born not in a palace, but in a barn in a town called Bethlehem. And today we remember too, and we come into the time of waiting.
O root of Jesse, standing for an ensign of the people, at whom kings shall shut their mouths, to whom the nations shall seek, come and deliver us, and tarry not.
The people remembered their great king David, son of Jesse, and how God had chosen him to be their leader. But David and his children and grandchildren were gone. Would there be a new branch on Jesse's family tree that would bring forth someone to save them?
O King of David, and scepter of the house of Israel, that opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. Come and bring the prisoner out of the prison house, and those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death.
The people prayed that God would send someone who could unlock their chains and open up the doors of the kingdom. It would be like God sending a key to the house of David, so the people of God could come back in.
O day spring, brightness of light everlasting, and sun of righteousness, come and enlighten those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death.
The prophets promised that a new day would come, and the Messiah would chase away the clouds of sadness, just like the way God had brought light out of darkness at the beginning of time.